You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Joe Biden, double masked, quadruple vaxxed, COVID positive.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
But don't worry, he's taking Paxlovid, the same drug that Anthony Fauci took after he caught COVID, after being quadruple vaxxed, and then caught COVID again 2 weeks later. 100% safe and effective.
They're safe and they're highly effective.
Meanwhile, here in the UK, we're subjected to the same old broken record. COVID cases rise a bit. Experts call for the reintroduction of COVID restrictions. COVID cases fall without any of those restrictions being reintroduced. Then they go quiet again. COVID cases rise a bit again. Experts call for the reintroduction of COVID restrictions again. Same old shite again and again and again. Rinse, wash, repeat. Are they ever just gonna let it go? No. They've created a generation of hypochondriac cult members. Look at this idiot. He posts a 13-tweet thread about his experience with this dangerous illness. Someone asks him how he caught it. His response?
Pretty certain gas station restroom while my Tesla was charging, and I adjusted my mask while in there, likely for got to hold my breath as I usually do.
What? What? We laughed at people who replaced their mask after every bite to eat. You've still got weirdos out there holding their breath while they adjust it. Literally frightened of breathing without their face nappy. Pathetic. I still see people wearing masks outside in boiling hot summer temperatures. When all mask rules in the UK were dropped 6 months ago. They're like Japanese holdouts still fighting the war years later. London GP calls for return of face masks and says new variant is making people sicker. Really? Here's the graph of COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic. The current variant caused a brief spike in deaths, which is already declining, and one that is significantly lower than Omicron deaths, and orders of magnitude lower than 2020 and early 2021 deaths. Why are you lying? Something definitely is making people feel sicker. Our media just hyperventilated for days over a deadly heatwave that killed a handful of people, while completely ignoring 9,500 non-COVID excess deaths in the last 11 weeks alone. What's causing those deaths and why does the media refuse to even discuss it? Undoubtedly, one of the primary causes is untreated illnesses caused by lockdown. Other causes? Surely not the 100% safe and effective. Lockdown has largely been discredited as having been an immensely damaging mistake. And even the establishment has largely abandoned trying to counter-signal that narrative. But the masks, they just won't let it go.
With new cases and hospitalizations, forcing some cities to reconsider mask mandates.
Indoor mask mandates could be making a comeback.
Los Angeles preparing to reimpose mask mandates next week, despite the fact that after December 2021, when 95% of people were found to be wearing them, COVID cases exploded. Doesn't matter. Masks are returning in California schools. The WHO wants the return of masks. Germany says they're going to bring back masks in September, despite their government minister admitting that the COVID summer wave is, quote, already losing momentum. Doesn't matter. Bring them back anyway. But we don't even know what the rate of infection will be in September. Doesn't matter. Bring them back anyway. I mean, we all know masks work, right? Despite the UK government's own study finding otherwise, despite the Danish study finding otherwise, despite a new study by the University of Southern California finding otherwise, there's a new study out of Japan published by Nature's Scientific Report Journal. It found that every mask, bar one, 99% of the face masks examined contained bacterial colonies on the inside and 94% on the outside. Ugh, disgusting. Several of the germs found on the masks can cause serious harm, including vomiting and diarrhea, bladder infections, respiratory issues. Doesn't matter, bring them back anyway. If only we had two examples of neighboring countries with similar pandemic policies, with one crucial difference, that being one country dropped virtually all its mask mandates, while the other country kept them strictly enforced. Then we could look at comparative COVID cases in the country that dropped mask mandates, and then contrast them with the other country that kept them in place. Then we could look at the comparative COVID deaths in the country that dropped mask mandates, and then compare them with the other country that kept them in place. What a shame that we don't have that direct comparison when judging the efficacy of face masks. Even though we do. Doesn't matter. Bring them back anyway. Because it's not like it's doing any kind of damage, is it?
Jacqueline T says during this pandemic, her speech therapy clinic has seen an enormous shift in the ages of their patients. Before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. Today, it has soared to 20%. Many parents calling it COVID delayed.
We've seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents.
And they are children that are having a difficult time speaking.
Speech delayed.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks?
We're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family.
And what's it all about? Well, Fauci himself admitted it. Maintaining the monopoly on authority.
It's less about mandates on the plane than it is about who has the right and the authority and the capability of making public health decisions. And I believe that the Department of Justice is operating on the principle that decisions that are public health decisions belong with the public health agency, in this case, the CDC. So it's more of a matter of principle of where the authority lies.
And for the enthusiastic, zealous, hypochondriac wearer, high status symboling your wannabe membership of the predator class elite. Yes, they're going to try and bring back face masks, and they're already doing it. But they are going to meet far stiffer resistance. A poll out of Canada shows support for face coverings has dropped significantly. How do you feel about it? And what experience have you had on mask Karens trying to impose their hysteria on you? Let me know in the comments below. It's absolutely crucial for you to help me fight the war on free speech by supporting me via Subscribestar, link in description, and also signing up for my free newsletter at summit.news/newsletter.